Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
highly combustible mixture of power and ignorance. This is just a throwaway line by Carl Sagan, and it's such a beautiful line. Now, I've only got a few minutes talking to you as I go on the eve of Christmas to the gym for an hour or so after the day of cleaning leaves and delivering presents and stuff like that. And what's basically happened is the kids have taken the mouse off my computer for a LAN game, a local area network game they're playing, and this means I can't upload podcasts, and I'm going off to the gym for an hour because I need an hour. Well, basically, I've got to burn off some of the Christmas sausage rolls I'm having. Still, I suppose, learnt to really clamp down on the amount of food eaten and stuff like that. But we want to get through the idea of the constraints of knowledge. There's only one correct explanation, ultimately, and one optimal course of action. And that doesn't sit well with power. So if someone's got power or is using power, so power is really something that people exert and it gets reinforced by institutions, but they've got to claim it and people have got to accept it and all that type of stuff. But one of the things that doesn't work very well with power is knowledge. Power and knowledge are really almost contradictory things. You can have power through knowledge. You can know things which can put you in a position to be powerful. But then a lot of power, I think, is projection of ignorance, making other people pay for your ignorance. And this is... and it really has to be a strike. You have to go in, declare your ignorance, and then blame someone else for it, then move on. And essentially, the interaction of power and ignorance is almost like a chemical reaction front sweeping through. It can't linger because you then have to expend power or your power budget on explaining your ignorance. It's much easier to push people down, be ignorant, and move on to your next thing. What I find really interesting is it's very easy for ignorance to overpower knowledge, fantasy to overpower fact, simply because there's so many more delicious possibilities than is available to you with reality and truth. There's only one truth, but many, many falsehoods. And with you, you have a lot of latitude to select your falsehood because you don't have to invest very much. You don't have to invest the time of understanding the basics. You can just say, A and B, I dislike. You find a truth, a falsehood of convenience. I mean, people very rarely select a falsehood which is inconvenient to them. Falsehoods are seductive, and there's a seductive alliance between power and falsehoods. And this is the sort of the shadow of man's spirit, is this falsehood, and people who can live in the shadows and steer falsehoods to come raining down on poor individuals who are just about their daily business. They are suddenly dealing with insane laws, insane practices, people gassing the planet, all this insanity going on. That's when I say gassing the planet, I'm talking about global warming and that type of stuff. And one of the big sort of agreed falsehoods that we have in Australian society is that the Chinese government is putting out a huge amount of falsehoods, which is a fairly standard point of view that they're putting out falsehoods, we're not. And I think in general, at a very high level, we are not. However, you scratch beneath the surface, the actual average Australian is really in a diet of falsehoods. Now, we're just going to go here and park. So this was a very long talk. And so this is just my overall thought that there is... It fosters so easy, and it's a natural thing to do with power. So the point is to actually grab onto a falsehood and not activate it, the power aspect of a falsehood, but simply say this is acknowledged and it's being processed. You may resent it and stuff like that, but it's being processed, and we will give you the analysis of it. Take the actual energy out of a falsehood. See, one of the things is that I think people, this combustible mixture, is that you've got the mixture of something combusting, but the combusting thing has to have reactants flowing through it to actually sustain the combustion. So it's sort of like a fire retardant on ignorance, and that is to pick one fact at a time and sit with it. And if everyone takes a fact and sits with it, pretty soon it can deflate. People are very active. If they've got falsehoods, they don't dwell long. They move very quickly, and allow them to move off, but say, look, I understand this is what you're doing, but we're going to capture this one aspect of it, and let's work it through. What are the consequences of it? You've got a belief, you now acknowledge that it's false, but your behavior has pushed the burden of that falsehood onto someone else rather than yourself, rather than actually saying, oh, I wonder whether that's true, let's find whether it's true or not. You believe it to be true at the time, and then you justify your actions, and you say, look, my actions are justified because I believed in this falsehood. It's sort of the transaction is gone, and if we live in a society which moves on and doesn't value this, we'll live on a society which is full of falsehoods. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'm off to do gym training. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.